From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay.
This is Elvis Costello singing She. The song shows up under the main titles of the 1999 movie hit Notting Hill, a romantic comedy starring Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. The She in the film is, of course, Julia. She plays a superstar movie actress who gets involved with Hugh, whose character is sort of a British everyman. At first, all seems well, but eventually, we get around to hearing this tune.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. The presence of that song in Notting Hill says all we need to know about what happens to Hugh Grant's everyman when he falls for a famous movie star. She dumps him. Eventually, they get back together, but not without a whole lot of heartache in the meantime. The problem is summed up in one key scene, and while it does involve a troublesome expletive, we'll avoid that with technology. During a well-lubricated late-night bull session, Hugh's character looks to one of his buddies for support. Let's face facts, says the friend. She's a goddess. You know what happens when mortals get involved with the gods. Bird, is it? Says Hugh. Every time, replies the friend. And there's a character in today's opera who could have used that very same advice. The title character in Lully's opera Attis is a guy who seems to have the world by the tail. He's best friends with the king, he's in love with a beautiful woman, and he's about to be given a powerful new job. But then he catches the eye of Cybele, a romantically inclined goddess who won't take no for an answer. And while Baroque operas tend to have happy endings, this one is a notable exception. On this edition of NPR World of Opera, Lully's Attis comes to us from the Opéra Comique in Paris, the city where Lully and his music ruled the opera scene for decades. The stars are tenor Bernard Richter in the title role, with soprano Emmanuelle de Negri as Sangaride, the woman who loves him, and mezzo-soprano Stéphanie Dustrac as the impulsive goddess who comes between them. The production also features the ensemble Les Arts Florissants with conductor William Christie.